Hi, this is Heidi Rue, and this is the audio version of the Atlanta VoiceOver Studio ProVoiceOverTraining.com newsletter that went out on March 11th, entitled, Why You Should Get Messy in Your Auditions. If you haven't heard, we're trying something a little different because the email newsletters, we really put a lot into it, but we realize some people may not be able to read it all. You just don't have the time, right? You're busy. And so now we're giving you a chance to listen to them if that's the case. So we will always release them here on the podcast, at least for now. It may not work, but for now, this is what we're doing. Now, one of the things that Mike and I always say is that the voiceover industry always changes. So what may be booking one minute and is hot isn't always booking the next. And one of the greatest killers that I've seen of great voiceover careers is not being willing or able to change with it. And so that is why I've been on a mission over the past year, a mission to figure out if I've missed a change somewhere along the way. And I did. And I'm about to tell you exactly what I discovered. But before I do, some reminders of some things that are coming up that you don't want to miss. The first thing is our agent rep prep class taught by Chloe DeLandis is coming up on March 12th. And the reason why we created this is because we saw so many submissions from voice talent to agents that were not only awful, but would never get noticed by a voiceover agent. Not only that, but voiceover agents literally calling us and saying, please tell talent XYZ. Please make sure that they are not doing this. There were so many of those things that we finally are like, we've got to create a class to help people. So if you want voiceover agent representation, this is a class for you. If you have kids that are interested in getting into voiceover, then check out our Intro to VO for Kids workshop with Julie and Casey. It's on March 16th, and you can join virtually if you're not in town. Larry Hudson's Adobe Audition starts March 25th. And then if you're interested in audiobooks, that's coming up on April the 2nd with Kurt Bonham. And then we've got a really cool thing, Richard Redfield, who is a trailer promo director. He's been out in LA for a long time and he's moving to Atlanta. And so he's actually going to do a workshop with us live in person on the 4th of May. So if you're interested in any of those, you can check out the link to our website below. Okay, so this email newsletter is one of the ones during the month that is very personal. Mike or I will share stuff that we're struggling with in our own voiceover careers to hopefully help you and be really transparent. So I have heard the same thing from three casting directors or coaches about my reads. And this is what they said. They're too airable. What the heck does that mean? That means that my auditions are sounding too much like a produced final spot, which that seems like it would be a great thing, right? Well, across the board, the casting directors that I've talked to say the exact same thing. It may be what they direct you to in a session, that type of read, but it is not what's booking the auditions. Let me say that again. If you listen to things that are on TV and you hear how they're saying it and how they're the final production of it, that may be what they direct you to in the session, but it is not what is booking the auditions. What's booking the audition is messy. I know, if you're going, what? Seriously, what does that even mean? And also, why have I spent money on coaching if they want messy? But let me tell you what that means. It means focusing more on the human intention and less on the technical direction. It means being grounded in everything you say, but also not worrying if a word comes out a little weird. You know, if you kind of stumble on something or whatever, it's okay. So let me say those again. It means focusing more on the human intention and less on the technical direction. The technical direction is for the book session. It means being grounded in every single thing that you say, but also not worrying if a word comes out a little weird. And honestly, this is kind of a theme of my life. I'd much rather my house look magazine ready versus lived in. But how would you feel if you walked into my home that looks straight out of a magazine? Now, you may be like, wow, that looks great. It's beautiful, right? But do you want to just plop down on the couch and get comfortable? Do you feel okay with like just going to my cabinet and grabbing a cup out of the cabinet? Or are you more afraid to touch anything? Like, oh, I don't want to mess anything up. So I kind of look at it in that way, is that my reads need to feel more lived in. And I need to focus on letting my auditions reflect that. A house that's lived in, a life that's lived in. Not just the clean, perfect, beautiful things, but getting a little messy.